This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1646, How to Respond to Someone's Mistake in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Don't be so hard on yourself. What can you say in English when someone makes a mistake and it's not such a big deal? Find out today in this episode. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey there, Michelle. How's it going today? How you feeling?
Hi, Lindsay. Pretty good. Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I've been working today, but I'm feeling good. It's almost the end of the day. I'm ready for a little workout tonight. Yeah. What are you up to tonight?
Just hanging with the baby. Gotta get him to sleep, but that's about it.
Yeah. Your child is still young and you're in those crazy couple of years, right? That are so challenging.
Yeah. But it's all good. It's fun.
It's all good.
Mm-hmm. So Lindsay, I mean, when you're working out, do you ever make a mistake?
Working out, like physically working out?
Yeah. Like in a workout class. Do you ever like, you don't follow the steps on what, you know,
oh, or like God,
you miss something,
time.
You ever make a mistake? Oh,
yeah. Because whenever they're explaining the routine, like the lifting weights, I don't pay attention. I just space out. And so then I'm like, wait, what am I supposed to do? So that I'm looking to my right and my left to see what people are doing. And I'm just following them, you know, doing the pumping the iron.
Right.
So I make a mistake all the time. What about you in life in general, Michelle?
We all make mistakes. I think it's weird. Yes. If you don't make a mistake, I mean, Lindsay, but how do you react if someone else makes a mistake?
Oh, yeah. I usually am very forgiving. You know, I really downplay it. It depends on what mistake it is. If it's a big mistake, I might just get really quiet and not know what to say to the person. Yeah. But if it's just a small thing, I just downplay it. Oh, no, big deal. Don't worry about it. Sometimes people are really hard on themselves. So you want to try to help them to feel better. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. And I mean, I guess it kind of depends on how big the mistake is. Also, like, you know, you react completely differently depending on, you know, with the size of the mistake or how much it impacts you or if you have to do kind of damage control or something like that. So today we're going to talk about, you know, what to say, like in the situation where you want to make someone feel better after they've made a mistake, right?
Yeah, I love that.
This is really useful, I think, also in the business world because you don't want people to be afraid to, you know, connect with you. You don't want to be that person that people are too afraid to try new things with, right?
Yeah, totally. Totally.
In the business world.
Yes.
But before we get into that, Lindsay, we want to talk about our contest that we have.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this contest. This is the first time we've done a contest like this, guys. You have a chance to sign up You want to go to allearsenglish.com/share contest. And what you do there is you sign up, you get a special link, and then we can track how many times you share that link. And the number one sharer of that link gets what, Michelle? It's a very exciting first prize.
Well, the first prize is you get to choose someone from the All Ears English team. So mm-hmm. it could be Lindsay, it could be me, Aubrey, or Jessica, and you will have yes. a 15-minute Skype conversation with one of us.
Yeah, that is so cool. We've never done this before, so you get to make your choice. Go for it, guys. You want to be number one. The most important thing is share the podcast with other people that are learning English. And what's number two? What's prize number two for second
place? Well, the second prize is it a month of?
It's a month of free
transcripts. A month of free transcripts.
Yeah, also a very good, second place prize. So you can't lose, guys. You know, yeah. Go sign up. So Michelle, where should they go to sign up again?
Go to allearsenglish.com/share contest.
Yes, and we'll see you there. Can't wait to see the results.
Yes.
Okay, Michelle. So let's get into how you would address someone when they've just made a mistake. Right?
Okay. So you guys, as we were saying, like there's a time and a place to be more serious about mistakes. The reaction sometimes, unfortunately, if it's a really bad mistake, there needs to be more of a harsh reaction. And we can talk about that another time, like what to say if somebody's made a serious mistake. But today it's about when the mistake is something the person really feels bad about, but they shouldn't feel bad about, right? Yeah. It makes me think of that expression. Have you ever heard someone say, that's why pencils have erasers?
Oh, I see what that means. So that's not harsh. That's just saying, hey, we can erase it. It's not a problem.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, that's why, you know, people make mistakes. That's why pencils have erasers.
But let me ask you, has that expression, do you use that expression metaphorically too in English, or just literally like you wrote the wrong thing and you can erase it? Or are you saying that that means that things can be undone if you've made a mistake, anything in life?
I think it can mean both. I don't know that. Okay. It's not something that I say all the time, but I know it. It's just kind of more of like a proverb or something like Got that. It. Like this idea okay. that something okay. can be undone. So yes, I guess it is literal in the sense of a okay. pencil, but also the idea.
Okay, cool. So then, all right. So today we're really talking about those tiny mistakes. You know, a lot of people are just so hard on themselves, and it's painful to watch someone be hard on themselves, isn't it? It's awful.
It totally is. So yeah, we want to really, if that person, because sometimes people, even if the mistake isn't too bad, they might feel really bad. They might kind of just, you know, feel awful. And, you know, you want to connect with them and tell them, you know, hey, it's okay. So, guys, we're going to throw out a few and then give you some more. Some of these we may have done some of them before, but so we're not going to spend as much time, but we're going to throw them out here. Like, no worries. What's another one, Lindsay?
I mean, no worries. I just want to say I use that one all of the time. Yeah. All of the time. Very, very common for me personally. No biggie. And what is that a nickname for? No big deal, basically.
Well, no big deal, which is the next one.
That's the next one. Okay, perfect. And why would we use no biggie instead of no big deal?
It's more casual.
Yeah. Even more casual, right? All three are casual, but that no biggie is even more casual.
It's kind of cute.
Yeah, it's cute. It's fun. No biggie. Come on. No problem, right?
Okay. Exactly.
Are there any others?
So here are some others. So I like this one. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah, that's a great one. So, you know, and you might say this as like a second step if they continue to berate themselves.
Right.
If they're like, oh, I can't believe I did that. Don't be so hard on yourself. Don't worry.
Right. Let's do a little role play.
Wow. I can't believe I screwed that up.
Oh, Lindsay, don't be so hard on yourself. It's fine.
Yeah. So again, the person needs a pep talk and you need to move on.
Exactly. What's another mm-hmm. thing you could say?
So this next one is, it's not a problem. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Another good one. So, all right, here we go. Oh, man. Look. Oh, my gosh. I put in the wrong font. Oh, no.
It's not a problem. We can fix it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the truth is sometimes when you make a mistake, you may not realize that it's really not that big of a deal, or vice versa, it could be a bigger deal than you realize. But, you know, whoever you're checking in with, just honestly, like, get a sense of the tone of their voice. They're going to show you how big of a deal it is. So just pay attention to that and don't berate yourself over and over if it's a small thing. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey guys, don't forget to get started with our community share contest. See if you can get to the top of the list and be the one who shares All Ears English the most this month and win the top prize. Go to allearsenglish.com/share contest.
All right, so the next one, I like this. It was an honest mistake.
Right, and this is about things a little more serious. Like, I would never say this if someone broke a glass or something, right? It's not for physical mistakes. Like, if I broke a glass the other day in our house, and there was glass all over the apartment, and it was everywhere. It was so bad, actually. But I would never say that to someone, because that's, you know, that's not really about physical mistakes. Right?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, yeah, this would use, let's try a role play. Here we go.
I hope I didn't really ruin the presentation by not including the picture.
Oh, Lindsay, it was an honest mistake. Don't worry.
Yeah, so that's good. That's good. I like that. And then one more, Michelle. Everybody makes mistakes.
Okay. This is something that you hear like from the time you're a little kid, right, Lindsay?
Yeah. And it's good to teach kids that. I'm sure that moms and dads think a lot about how to talk about mistakes to their kids, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you want to show it's not a big deal, right? Everybody makes mistakes. So here we go. Oh, I can't believe I spelled that word wrong.
Everybody makes mistakes. All right. So,
right. That's cool. So, and sometimes we can combine these and we'll show you that. Yeah. We're going to do one more role play, put them all together. Right. But yeah, I mean, in general, I think, you know, having that ability, especially in the office, to make someone feel better when they've made a mistake, I think can bring about like real connection with your coworkers. Yes. It can really, whether they're their superior level to you, of course. I mean, I guess that's a little bit different, whether they're lower, right. Whether they're at the same level as you. I think it's just important because we have the tendency, I think people have the tendency to look at the mistakes they made in a way that if somebody else made the mistake, they wouldn't think it was that bad.
That's so true. That's a good point. That's the point right of today's episode. We don't realize that we're much harder on ourselves than we should be.
Yeah, exactly. Dialogue. So if you're able to make people to be known as someone who kind of makes people feel at ease when they make a mistake that's not, you know, a terrible mistake, which can be handled a little bit differently, I think that people will really respond to that feeling and be drawn to you and feel comfortable with you.
Yeah, I love it. It makes me think of that wisdom I've read somewhere, spiritual wisdom, this idea of, you know, if you heard your inner voice, your inner critic, you would never be friends with that person. You would never allow yourself to be around that person.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's all, in some ways, our inner critic can be kind of abusive, right? We say negative things to ourselves. So we want to monitor that inner critic. And that's what we are all about when it comes to connection, not perfection, guys, right? But this is just one piece of that, for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly. That's a good point, Lindsay. So, all right. So should we put some of these together and see how it would work in like a larger conversation?
I think we should, Michelle. Let's do it. So here you and I are colleagues or in the workplace situation, and you forgot to send me some important information. Okay. Yes. All right.
Here we go. All right. Oh my goodness. I completely forgot to send you the file.
Oh, it's not a problem. It was an honest mistake. You can just send them now.
I know, but I probably made your life so much more difficult.
It was an honest mistake.
I said it twice. Why not?
maybe I'm just like repeating the same thing. Really, it's fine. Everybody makes mistakes.
You sure?
Really, it's okay. Don't be so hard on yourself.
I think I made a mistake on the file name too. I'll have to fix it.
That's why pencils have erasers.
Thanks for understanding, Lindsay. Sorry again.
So that is kind of a proverb, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I think that this is a confidence issue too. This is, you know, if you keep apologizing over and over, you're actually like lowering your confidence in the eyes of the other person, right? If you do that too much, keep bringing it up. Just move on. Okay. You apologize. It's fine. Move on. And add value to the interaction. So let's just go back real quick. So I said, it's not a problem. It was an honest mistake.
Okay. And then you said it was an honest mistake again. That was my fault. But then you said everybody makes mistakes. And that's, you know, this feeling of like it happens to everyone. So don't feel bad.
Right. And then I said, don't be so hard on yourself.
And then you said, that's why pencils have erasers.
That's a new one for me. I hadn't heard that this expression until today's episode. But Michelle, you teach me a lot of new words, you know.
Well, we teach each other, Lindsay.
Michelle, what's the takeaway for our listeners today?
Guys, don't be so hard on yourself. I mean, it's nice to be nice if someone feels bad about a mistake, right? Especially if it's a mistake that they really shouldn't take to heart, right? So this is very important for your personal life and for business, of course. So being kind in general is good, and others will be drawn to you if you have these kind of phrases for when people make mistakes. They'll feel more comfortable with you. You'll get farther.
Yeah, I love that. And I would also just say, you know, figure out how serious this mistake was. Yeah. And if you realize, based on their tone of voice and their words, that it wasn't a serious mistake, that you didn't damage anything, move on. If you realize in their tone of voice it was kind of a serious mistake, then fix it. Like, do something to fix it. Offer to work later, or offer to go redo it right away, or make a phone call. Do whatever you have to do to fix it. That is how, like, you can add value in the workplace, right? But don't, like, keep doting on it. Keep keep talking about it and apologizing. That just lowers your value in the eyes of the other person. Yeah, yeah.
Like it. Yeah, that's a good point, Lindsay. Guys, remember to go to allearsenglish.com/share contest to get in on our contest. So.
Yes, so excited. I can't wait to see who our winner picks. And I can't wait for All Ears English to be shared with more of your friends, guys. So good. Sure. So good.
All right, Lindsay, this was fun. Have a good rest of your day.
All right, Michelle, talk soon. Bye.
Later, bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.